From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm John Idsty. The come-from-behind winner of yesterday's presidential election in Iran vowed today to turn his country into an exemplary Islamic state. Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, the former mayor of Tehran, is considered to be a hardliner. He won the election in a landslide over longtime politician Akbar Hashimi Rafsanjani, who had waged a campaign appealing to moderates. Joining us now from Tehran is NPR's Ivan Watson. Ivan, tell us what the president-elect has been saying today.
Well, in a speech on state radio, he really wanted to stress the idea of national unity to build a great society. And this is partially because the nation is divided. You had a lot of mudslinging in what was a very close election up until yesterday. There were many allegations of cheating. Three of the candidates in the first round actually accused government institutions of intervening in favor of Ahmadinejad. And then you had an institution pretty much taking the opposition candidate Hashimi Rafsanjani's side in this. So it did get quite tense here.
The U.S. has criticized the whole election process in Iran. How free and fair were the elections?
Well, one analyst I spoke with here put it quite well. He called it the most democratic, undemocratic election in the region. Basically, what you had before the election even happened, an appointed council of conservative clerics called the Guardian Council disqualified more than 1,000 would-be candidates. All women, just based on their gender, were also disqualified. There is a political opposition here, but it is pretty constantly harassed and only provided a small space to operate. Again, I mentioned that there were complaints from three candidates, allegations of cheating during the first round of elections, but those were not really publicized by the state-controlled media agencies. So you do have a lot of questions about whether this was truly a free and fair election.
This is an overwhelming victory for Mr. Ahmadinejad, and that suggests that the populace of Iran thinks his way.
Well, Ahmadinejad is virtually unknown. He's only served 2 years as the mayor of Tehran. His campaign showed him as a very simple man who had a very simple house, who was devout, and a man of the people, constantly showing him shaking hands, embracing people in mosques and on the street. And people again and again have been telling me today, this guy is a man of the people. He's not going to steal from us the way other politicians have.
So, Ivan, that means hardliners are going to control the entire structure in the country now. What kind of changes can we expect?
The political opposition is making a lot of doomsday predictions. They're saying that here you have this hardliner who's now the president. The conservatives have a monopoly of power over all institutions in Iran, and now they're going to pull this country back to the dark ages, roll back those reforms that have been enacted over the past 8 years. In fact, we don't really know what's going to happen. Ahmadinejad is not a well-known figure here. We just don't know what he's going to do. Some young Iranians that I've spoken with who voted for him say, you know, even if he tried to go back to the austere days of the 1979 Islamic Revolution, we wouldn't let him. We may have voted for him, but there's no way he can tell us to stop holding hands with our girlfriends on the street or tell us not to play music in the street anymore.
NPR's Ivan Watson in Tehran, thank you very much.
You're welcome, John.